day after the Oklahoma State Bureau of Investigation alleged that Epic Virtual Charter School had embezzled millions by falsely enrolling what it called ghost students, we're getting some response from mainly Epic critics, but some other lawmakers. Hi, I'm Ben Felder, news director with The Oklahoman. Joining me is The Oklahoman's Nerea Martinez-Keel, who covers education. And Nerea, you broke this story yesterday about the OSBI allegation, which involved a search warrant. We wanted to get into what we've heard today, a day later. But let's start with when we taped last night. We hadn't yet heard from Epic, the school. We did hear from them shortly after. That was in your story. But what was Epic's response to these allegations?
Epic has maintained that it has operated its virtual charter school legally, that there was no embezzlement involved, no illegal actions involved. It actually threatened legal action, not directed at OSBI or any particular entity, but it intended to fight back against these, what it perceived to be attacks against Epic charter schools.
Yeah, this was a full outright denial. Another thing they said in their statement was that we are a unique school. We've grown a lot. We've challenged the status quo. And this is an example of the education establishment coming after us. And just Epic is no stranger to criticism. But they definitely have kind of shaken up the education landscape. We've heard from some lawmakers respond, mostly Democrats who have typically been critical of Epic in the past. But we did hear from Republican Governor Kevin Stitt.
Right. He responded today through his office. And he has expressed support for charter schools on the campaign trail, but this issue hasn't really come up for him since he took office. So this is the first time we're really hearing about Kevin Stitt's thoughts and opinions on charter schools in Oklahoma. He didn't refer to virtual charter schools specifically, but he said that he has requested a briefing from the OSBI on their investigation into Epic regarding embezzlement allegations of paying families to enroll their students or dual enroll their students in Epic, racketeering, obtaining money by false pretenses. The governor wants to hear from investigators on that. So it appears that he intends to work with the legislature, if these allegations are proven to be true, to provide oversight and prevent this from happening again. Right now, it sounds like he wants to hear from OSBI, and he also reaffirmed some support of alternative forms of public education. He mentioned in a statement that this should not turn into an attack on alternative forms of public schooling. So at the same time that he has almost doubled down on some of the support that he's expressed in the past, this seems to be something that the governor is taking seriously.
Yeah, and not terribly too much to his statement of just saying, hey, I want a briefing from OSBI, but the fact that he recognized it, I mean, that's of note that the governor would at least comment on an investigation like that. Like I said, we have heard from lots of lawmakers. I guess we have heard from at least one Republican lawmaker that I know of, Senator Sharp, who has been a long critic of Epic Virtual, so there's no surprise that he came out. But mostly Democrats, including the House Minority Leader, who put out a statement last night.
Right. Minority Leader Emily Virgin in the House of Representatives was one of the first to issue a statement yesterday, the evening that this story broke. She expressed concerns that the OSBI has found a report or has issued a report of embezzlement of potentially millions of dollars by Epic Charter School. She said that this is something that she hopes the House will take seriously. She said that she's happy that the OSBI is taking this seriously. She also called on Attorney General Mike Hunter to take this issue seriously as well. The Oklahoman has learned that the OSBI is expected to present its findings at the conclusion of this investigation to Oklahoma County District Attorney David Prater, however, but this is something that Representative Virgin has expressed serious concerns on, along with several other members of the House Democratic Caucus.
Yeah, and education, charter schools has long been a partisan subject here in Oklahoma. Democrats, for the most part, it's not quite this simple, but for the most part, have been more critical of charter schools, especially school choice issues like vouchers, and that includes virtual charter schools. So we imagine we can expect that kind of politics are going to play a part of this as well. And yesterday, the response is, as you would see, people who've been critical of Epic online were responding like, I knew it kind of thing. Because there have been some allegations or some hints at things like this before, but nothing this concrete or at least this specific. Mm-hmm. But then supporters of Epic saying, hey, this is a school that's changing lives, mm-hmm. and we're just getting attacked. I finally want to talk about the State Department of Education. I had a chance to talk with some officials at the Department of Ed. I know you did too, as well today. Mm-hmm. you know, questions I had was, what questions do they have? What's the next step for them?
Right.
They said, you know, we're really just waiting for that investigation to be concluded. We don't know what it means for us in terms of how we go forward in our interaction with Epic Charter School. But State Superintendent Joy Hoffmeister, she also put out a statement yesterday.
She did. She called this situation disturbing and very concerning. Now, she didn't mention Epic specifically, but she said that the department is willing to cooperate with any criminal investigation into potential fraud of taxpayer dollars. So it appears that the State Department is working and cooperating with the OSBI. The OSBI, I imagine, is taking the lead on this. They are the ones that have the subpoena power to request documents that they might need. The State Department doesn't have quite the same powers that state investigators have. So at this point, it seems to be a relationship of cooperation. And like you said, kind of almost a wait and see to see where this investigation goes and results.
Yeah, well, obviously we're waiting and see where this investigation goes as well. But on Tuesday night, breaking this story, you know, Wednesday's Oklahoman, or online on Wednesday, and then Thursday's Oklahoman, you've got a follow-up, and we'll have some more stories moving forward. So, Maria, thanks so much.
Thank you.